In the name of the Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Just a quick revision. We spoke about the Urbana again. Yeah? Quickly. Why it is round? God is eternal. And what's baked from? Flour and water. Why? Because God is the bread of life. Very good. And then we don't put salt. Why? Salt keeps from corruption. And the Lord is not corrupted. We don't put sweets. Why? Because the Lord is sweet enough. He doesn't need sweet. Very good. And also the sweet is something, the pleasures, and the Lord did not want to have pleasures. And we have a stamp in the middle here. How many crosses around the middle one? 12. Why? The 12 disciples. Very good. And in the middle there is a cross. Jesus Christ in the middle. Very good. And there is something we're right here. Something written. Yeah. What? Agios? Or Theos? Agios? Shiros? Agios or Thanatos? What does it mean? Holy God? Holy Mighty? Can you sing? Holy God, mighty, holy, immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. The last thing, there are five holes. What are the five holes? What do they mean? What the meaning of the five holes? Yeah? Yeah, the passion of the prince on the cross of the Lord. Two, the feet, and two, the hands, and one in his right side. Very good. Next time we started the liturgy. What do we start the liturgy with? A very important piece. We call it a very important prayer. We call it the prayer of? You forgot. The prayer of peace or reconciliation. Yeah? At the end, the deacon says, greet one another with a holy kiss. Come, Danielle. Come, Sophia. What do we do when we hear the deacon say, come here, in the middle? What do we do when the deacon say, greet one another with a holy kiss? What do we do? Yeah, very good. Again? Very good. Thank you so much. We greet one another with the holy kiss through our hands. After that, we said that Abuna describes what is in heavens. And there are 9 orders in heavens. Who still remember them? I know that it's difficult. Let us say them again together. The angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, the powers, and cherubim, and the seraphim. Who is the 10th order of the angels? You. Exactly. And then we complete 10 orders of angels. 9 in heavens and 1 here. The angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, the powers, the cherubim, and the seraphim, and you, and us, yeah. And all of us. Very good. After that, Abuna started to explain the history of the world. That the Lord created us, and he asked Adam not to eat of a certain fruit, but they both, Adam and Eve, ate. And then the Lord, because he loved them, he did not leave them die. He decided to come and to be incarnate in the world and to be born from Saint Mary, the Mother of God, and to live with us and to be crucified to pay the price of the sin for us and to give us the forgiveness of our sins, so that we will not die if we believe in him and receive the Holy Communion after we repent, like Ba'isa Keda, after we repent and we confess to Abuna, and then we receive the Holy Communion. This is the story. The story is the Lord created us without sin, but unfortunately, we disobeyed him. Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord, and they ate and they knew the sin, and they become sinners. Because they have become sinners, they cannot enter the kingdom of heavens unless their sins are forgiven. And the sins cannot be forgiven unless someone pays the price of sin, the wage of sin, the result of sin. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven, and he was incarnate and lived as a normal man. When he was 33 years old, he was crucified, and he resurrected from the dead, arose from the dead, and ascended into heavens, and he sent to us his Holy Spirit. Now, every one of us who was baptized in this baptismal room, everyone has become, has become the temple of the Holy Spirit, the mansion of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, lives in every one of us. Every one of us has the Holy Spirit in his heart. And that's why the Holy Spirit asks us always to pray in the morning, to pray in the evening, to pray before eating, to pray before going to school, our way back from the school, to pray before we study our homework, and to fast when there is a fasting time. Like nowadays, we have the fasting of the Mother of God, and to do good things and to repent, feel sorrow when we do something wrong. Always the Holy Spirit in us helps us for all these things. Until we come to the church and attend the liturgy. What happens in the liturgy? The Lord gives us his holy body, like this table. Look at this table. Look with me in the middle. This table, our Lord Jesus Christ is surrounded by his disciples. Yes? And the table has no end. The table has no end. What is the continuity of the table? This church. So the Lord in the altar gives us through the hands of Abuna his holy body and his precious blood. Not Abuna gives us. It's the Lord. You do not take it from the hands of Abuna only. You take it from the Lord's hands through Abuna. He gives us his body and he gives us his blood to be strong and to live a good spiritual life. This is the liturgy. And that's why, this is why what you we come to the church every possible day. When we have a liturgy in the church, we come and receive the Holy Communion at the end of the liturgy. Inshallah, God willing, I will explain to you what happened exactly on that day when the Lord gave the body and the blood on the last liturgy next week. The last liturgy in the summer camp will be next week, God willing. We'll see whether it would be Thursday or Friday according to the schedule you have for the last day in the summer camp. Thank you very much for listening and giving attention. And I want to hear your voices with Uncle Boulos when he prays the liturgy. I want to hear your voice, not just stand like that. No, share with the deacons all the hymns and all the chants of the liturgy, and let me hear your voice. Sing in a loud voice during the liturgy. Okay? Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Bantu Creator, who created the heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascending to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.